What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the Study With Me series. This is a new concept series in which I study and you get to have that peer pressure of studying together. You know, it's especially important when you want to keep yourself motivated to have some kind of timer and someone to keep you accountable. I would like to be that person for you. So you can, you know, start the podcast and then mute it and then just follow the time period and say, you know, this is a 20-minute podcast. I will be studying for 20 minutes. So you can literally mute it from now if you'd like. And if you're just, you know, curious about my studying process, then you can keep it with the sound on and you can study with me. And I will be putting on, minutes. I will be having a timer set and doing short bursts of studying. So let's get to it. Hey, Google, set timer for 9 minutes.
All right, 9 minutes, and we're starting now.
Alright, I'm going to pause this for a second because my family's back. Alright, people are back and it's now quiet. I'm going to resume this by saying, hey Google, resume timer.
Okay, you have 2 minutes and 55 seconds remaining. Resuming now.
Alright, I am done. This is a first. I've never finished it beforehand. But I'll just make sure that's the case. Yep, I'm pretty sure. Alright. Hey Google, stop timer. Hey Google, stop timer.
Alright, consider it canceled.
Alright, I got one question wrong. I looked at it, realized it was wrong. So, the first section I got one question wrong. I still have to do better on the time, but what's done is done. Now let's go on to section 3. Alright, I have 2 questions. Here, I'm going to try to do 4 questions in 6 minutes. Ready? Hey Google, set timer for 6 minutes.
Okay, 6 minutes. Starting now.
Alright, I'm done doing the four questions. Now I'm going to be looking over them. Alright, I'm done. Hey Google, stop. Hey Google, stop timer. Hey Google, stop timer.
Alright, consider it canceled.
This is a first. I've never finished this faster than I would have, than I would like to, but this is good. I'm getting better at this. So. Alright, so now I'm going to do five questions. I'm going to do five questions in 7 minutes. Hey Google, set timer for 7 minutes.
Alright, 7 minutes, and we're starting now.
Alright, I am done. I'm just going to be looking back at the answer choices. Alright, I'm done. Actually, let's see if there are any more to look at. Alright, I'm done. Hey Google, stop timer.
Okay, I canceled it.
Alright, I'm going to now regrade this from 5 to 9. Got it all right. Now I have, let's see, 4, 6. Now let's try 6, 2, 4, 6 questions. Let's try 6 questions in 8 minutes. This is gonna be really hard. I'm like pushing the boundaries as I go. But we'll see how it goes. Hey Google, set timer for 8 minutes.
Sure, 8 minutes, starting now.
up. Oh, this was expected, so I'm just gonna do one more minute. Hey Google, set timer for 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Starting now.
Stop. I am almost done, but I'm still kind of struggling through the last question. I'm not sure, so I'm just gonna give myself 1 more minute. Okay. Hey Google, set timer for 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Starting now.
Alright, I did get the answer. Stop. Now I'm not going to change the answer, I'm just going to review it. I'm gonna grade this and see how I've done. It's from number 10 to 15. Oh no, I got 2 wrong. That's not nice. Okay. So now I'm going to be looking at these again, just to make sure why they were wrong, and then if I can't figure them out by myself, I will be looking at the answer sheet to figure it out. Okay, so Michelangelo's 16th century Sistine Chapel paintings are currently being restored. The goal is to uncover Michelangelo's original work. So additions are being removed. However, there's one exception, leave intact additions painted by Volterra. So why would they do that? The restorers believe that De Volterra stripped away all previous layers of paint before he painted his own additions. Okay, because De Volterra used a type of pigment that is especially sensitive to light, the additions to the additions have relatively muted colors. Okay, De Volterra's additions were painted in a style that was similar to the style used by Michelangelo. Michelangelo is famous primarily for his sculpture. De Volterra's work is considered by certain art historians to be just as valuable as the work of some of the other artists who painted additions. See, all of these don't really make sense, except for the fact that it's the same style. At least for me, it doesn't make sense. Let's see. Section 310A, it says, why would... Oh, it's to uncover original work. I don't know. I'm going to look at it by going to the files here, by going to the explanations. What is this? Test 16. And then go to section 3. So where is section 3? Number 10. Section 3, number 10 is... We can see how you might have zoomed right past the credited answer. The goal is to uncover the original paintings, and that's the purpose to be served by stripping off later artists' additions. The restorers believe that removing De Volterra's work will not leave the original Michelangelo, but a big fat nothing, an empty splotch. Given the alternatives, what does that even mean? I mean, the restorers believe that De Volterra stripped away all previous layers of paint before he painted his own additions to the Sistine Chapel. I see. Oh my gosh. See, now I understand it. Volterra stripping away all previous layers includes Michelangelo's. So if you just take off Volterra's paintings, there will be nothing, because Volterra already deleted Michelangelo's paintings. Huh. So it's either having something that's similar to Michelangelo, that's drawn by Volterra, or nothing at all. So that's why you don't really have to take that painting layer off. So now I have to see why C is wrong. Volterra's additions do not clash too badly, but still, others' artists are being stripped away. Why not this? The reason being, I mean, if you still want to see Michelangelo, if just the colors being not that terrible, or the style being similar, is not really a good enough answer for artists to make an exception, is what this is saying. Interesting. Okay, I did learn something new about that. Now I'm going to try to figure out by myself, number 14 as well, and then I'll get to it if I can't figure it out. So caffeine can kill larva. Showed that tobacco larva died when they ingested a preparation of fine powder. This result is evidence for the hypothesis that the presence of non-negligible quantities of caffeine in various parts of many diverse species of plants is not accidental, but evolved as a defense for those plants. So, caffeine kills larva. So, if prep kills, then I mean, the prep is the same as probably kills, then kill is not accidental, maybe? I don't know. So let's just go over the answers with the options. Caffeine producing plants are an important raw material for manufacture. That's not even relevant. Caffeine is stored in leaves and other parts of caffeine producing plants in concentration roughly equal to the preparation fed. Caffeine producing plants grow wherever insect larvae pose a major threat to indigenous plants or once posed a major threat. It's not really relevant. The tobacco plant is among the plant species that produce caffeine for their own defense. Nope, that's weakens it. Caffeine producing plants or other ancestors have at some time been subject to being fed upon by creatures sensitive to caffeine. Huh. I mean, that is true. I mean, either B or E is right. Caffeine producing plants have sometime been subject to being fed upon. And so this became like an evolutionary process. This has to happen, so it's got to be E. But I would be curious to know why B is not the case, right? Even if it is not deadly, it can be defense. Can be defense, maybe, is the reasoning behind it. So I'm just going to check if 14 is E. The answer for 14 is E. Yep, that's right. But nevertheless, I'm going to check the answers and the explanations of why that is the case. So 14B, why is 14B not the case? The argument explicitly states that caffeine is present in non-negligible amounts, that is, plants being discussed contain enough caffeine to have an effect on insects. Huh. So this is already assumed. Is evidence for the hypothesis that the presence of non-negligible quantities of caffeine in various parts... Oh, okay. It's not accidental. So it already assumes that. It doesn't have to be assumed because it's already assumed. Tricky, tricky. That is pretty tricky. Alright, so now I have three six, eight, 11 questions left. Let's see how much time we have. I have about 10 minutes left. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to do this in 8 minutes. That's gonna be definitely a challenge, but let's try to make that happen. Hey Google, set timer for 8 minutes.
Okay, 8 minutes. And that's starting now.
Alright, I am done. I'm going to grade it and then look over it. This is great that I finished this before time. So I'll call it probably 7 minutes that I finished it in. Hey Google, stop. Hey Google, stop timer.
Okay, canceled.
Alright, this is great. So it's from 16 to 21. Oh no, I got 2 questions wrong. This is crazy. See, doing things really in a hurry makes the score really go down so much more. But oh well. The point here is trying to get the most right in the least amount of time. So maintaining that accuracy while being able to do a lot of questions is the key. Alright, number 18, let's look at it. Because dinosaurs are reptiles, scientists once assumed that like all reptiles alive today, dinosaurs were cold-blooded. The recent discovery of dinosaur fossils in the northern Arctic, however, has led to researchers concluding that at least some dinosaurs might have been warm-blooded. These researchers point out that only warm-blooded animals could have withstood the frigid temperatures of Arctic winters. So, my thing is I have to recognize how to deal with only, but it's probably the only if clause, so it has to be if withstand, then it's warm-blooded. Either you have to say it did not withstand, or yeah, it did not withstand it, or it more that if it withstands it, doesn't have to be warm-blooded. So the first one strengthens it. Second one is fossils show that Arctic dinosaurs have been substantially smaller than other known species of dinosaurs. So they're smaller. So that's like a maybe alternative answer, but I don't think so. This third one is Arctic dinosaur fossils were found alongside fossils of plants known for their ability to withstand extremely cold temperatures. I think this is irrelevant. And then D, the number of fossils found together indicates herds of dinosaurs so large that they would need to migrate to find a continual food supply. So maybe this D shows that you didn't have to really withstand that cold weather in the first place. They just migrated always rather than trying to withstand the Arctic. And E is experts on prehistoric climatic conditions believe that winter temperatures were not significantly different. Yeah. 18D might be the right answer. 18. Nope. Wait, 18. Yep, 18D is right. But I'm just going to make sure that was the reason why by going into this and saying number 18D. Thanks to the dinosaur, researchers now think that must have been warm-blooded. Point out that only warm-blooded could have survived. Preferably, that refers to conditions today, not necessarily a question of the dinosaurs who roamed on the earth. So if the temperatures of the Arctic winters weren't as cold as back then as they are today, this would weaken this argument. This is a perfectly fine pre-phrase for the weakener. Unfortunately, it's not a choice. In fact, an au contraire choice E is included that actually strengthens the argument by denying this very possibility. Let's see. The argument is over the nature of a prehistorical reptile, but the choice of the phrase are characteristics instead of war characteristic implies that the evidence concerns modern times. So technically, evidence showing that this region was much warmer the dinosaur days than it is today would weaken this argument. So technically, as we noted above, evidence showing that this region would weaken this. So if they were significantly different from what they were today, as in if it were warmer, then they could have survived. But here it's saying, because it's saying it's similar, it's actually more likely that they couldn't have survived. Now, why is D correct? Is dinosaurs moved out around a lot? This weakens it because the whole argument is based on cold-blooded animals to survive in winters. This allows for the possibility that the dinosaurs weren't even in the Arctic region because they were roaming around. That makes sense. Okay, good enough. Alright, now I'm going to look at the last question, number 19. Which one of the following most accurately expresses Maria's main conclusion? Calling any state totalitarian is misleading. See, that is the conclusion. The real world contains no political entity that does not have, that has total control, and any system is inefficient, and therefore it doesn't have control. And so it is misleading. So I would say A is actually the answer. And B is a sub-conclusion that supports the actual conclusion. I'm going to check this here. by checking number 19 is A. That's right. I got it. And I'm going to just check, see if 19B, the reason why B is wrong. We have a very strong inference that the near states outright in her. So B doesn't go far enough to be her conclusion. And that's the same with the, all the other ones. Alright, I got it. Now I have 5 questions left. Should I finish it up? I mean, it's already been an hour. But maybe I should finish it up. This is a special episode in which I go over an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But that's fine. Sometimes you've got to push yourself, and it's almost time for dinner, so might as well push it a little bit and reach my goal. As I've said before, my goal was to do 2 hours, and I've already reached that, and being able to do 2.5 hours will be really, really just getting to it. So, let's try it. Let's try it. So I have 5 questions. I'm going to try to do this in 7. Hey Google, set timer for 7 minutes.
Sure, 7 minutes. Starting now.
up. Alright, I still have 3 questions left. I'm gonna do this in 2 minutes. Hey Google, set timer for 2 minutes. Hey Google, set timer for 2 minutes.
Sure, 2 minutes. And we're starting now.
Stop. I still have 2 questions left, so I'm going to have 1 more minute. Hey, Google, set timer for 1 more minute.
Okay, 1 minute. And that's starting now. Stop. Alright, I have a feeling I might get these wrong, but I'm just going to call it a day and grade them. I got 1 question wrong, and that was exactly the question I was looking at and trying to figure out, but I didn't have enough time. Oh well, that's how things work. It's number 25 of the 16th test. I will be looking at this again. I'll be first reading the question out loud and then going over the answer choices again in an effort to get the right answer without looking at the answers itself, and then I will be looking at the answers just to make sure.
Alright, so the government has no right to tax earnings from labor. That's the conclusion. Conclusion is no right. Why is that? Percentage of hours to government and percentage of hours means that that is a for another purpose and then involuntary work involuntary servitude is defined as another purpose So it's saying tax earnings are for another purpose and involuntary servitude is for another purpose and therefore has no right. A is deriving a general principle about the rights of individuals from a judgment concerning the obligation of the government, inferring that what will be the case merely from a description of what once was the case, inferring that since two institutions are similar in one respect, they are similar in another respect. That's actually, I think, the closest thing I have so far. Because it's similar, as in, both are doing it for another purpose, they are both pernicious. Deciding an authority, nope. Presupposing the inevitability of hierarchical class system, that doesn't make any sense. So 25, answer is C. If I had more time, I should have done it. And I'm very sure this is the right answer. So I call it a day. I'm going to now calculate how many I got wrong. I mean, compared to last time, I definitely had much more wrong. But that's also because I took less time. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I got 5 wrong. That's a hell of a lot. 5 wrong. And I still haven't done all of them in time. So there's a lot to be working on. But it's okay. That's what it is. But let's look at how much time I used. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, so 11 minutes. And then 7, so it's 18 minutes. And then 7 plus 2, which is 9 minutes. So 18 plus 7 is 35. I used exactly 35 minutes, which is pretty crazy. I did it just on time. But the reality is I also got 5 wrong, which is just unacceptable. Like right now I got about 9, 11, 12 wrong. Just crazy. I mean, from the raw score, from 101, I have to minus 12, right? Because it's 9, 11, 12. Minus 12 is 89. Oof. 89 is 172. So it's not bad, but it still can be much better. So, oh well. I can do much better. Alright, so what I'm going to do is I record these into a Google Drive just to record my progress so far, because it's important to make stats. I mean, if you're a basketball player, baseball player, if you're an athlete, you make stats, and that helps you see where you are so far, and it helps you improve. And so that's what I'm going to do right now. I'll set scores. This is the 16th exam I've taken, so I'm going to sign in, put this in. By saying first, I got 172. It's a big decrease from the 176 I got last time, but it's a much better score because I used much less time. In the place I would want to say, first of all, it took me 8, 11, 13, 15, oh sorry, it took me 22 minutes, it took me 11, so it's 33, and then it's 12, 16, so it's 49, oh my goodness. Then how long did this take? So this took me about 10 minutes, so it's 59 minutes. Oh, okay, so first section, 59 minutes. 59 minutes. So, and then second section it took, how many did it take? 3 minutes, 6 minutes, so it's 9 minutes, 15 minutes, and then 22 minutes, 27 minutes, 32 minutes, 35 minutes, and then 38 minutes. I have a feeling that the second one took 38 minutes, almost on time. And then the third section took 5 minutes. This one doesn't say. It probably took 6 minutes, so it's 11 minutes. 17 minutes. 17 minutes, and then how much did this take? 22 minutes. 29 minutes, 29 minutes, and then this one took 9 minutes. So it's 38 minutes. Maybe 4 minutes. I don't know. 38 minutes. The third one also took 38 minutes. Minutes just on time. And let's see how long it took for the fourth section. So it took 11 minutes for the first one. It took 14 minutes. So it's 25 minutes. It took 9 minutes. It took 11 minutes. So it's 36 minutes. 44 minutes, so it took 44 minutes. 44 minutes. So, you know, there's still a lot to work on. But it's getting better. It's definitely getting better. And that was the 16th one. And then I'm going to be recording what questions I got wrong. So in the first section, I got... 21 wrong. All right. And for the second section, I got 11 wrong. I got 19 wrong. Then I got, nope, that's it. And then for the third one, I got a lot wrong. 10 wrong. Got 14 wrong. Then I got 18 wrong. And then I got 19 wrong. And then I got 25 wrong. So if you're following all these questions, you can try doing these questions and say, hey, I actually got all of these wrong, or these right. I think, Jessup, you weren't supposed to get them wrong, and you can make fun of me, or you can. This can be a good guide for the questions that you can focus on for the 16th exam, so that you can just work on the harder questions that I'm telling you. So for the fourth question, fourth section, I got question 8, 10, 19 wrong, and then 25 wrong. So those are the questions for you. I hope this helps, and I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.